This is not Donald Hesig's first campaign for Congress in the sprawling 21st Congressional District. The Green candidate says he will run for Congress until he wins, despite past foibles. In the 2012 campaign, he was spurned by the state Green Party for disparaging comments he made about Mexican farm workers. Then, just days before voters went to the polls, he withdrew and endorsed Democrat Bill Owens, whose decision not to seek re-election in November has blown the race open. That's something Hesig says he will never do again.
I thought that it would be wise to make the transition better for the country by having the lesser of the two evils to be continuing to have the power. Bill Owens was a far-superior candidate. Mr. Doheny was a cheerleader for the hydrofracking for gas and oil in our country. All you could see was the dollar signs. Congressman Owens, he said he wanted to see it done with regulation and be done carefully. There's a big difference there. It should not be done at all. You know, not another well fracked in the USA. That's one of my number one campaign issues. But I have decided that I would never again give my voters to the other team, so to speak, that I would stay the course and Green Party forever.
You mentioned fracking. What are your primary issues in this campaign?
I like to think of it as these top five or six issues that I have. We've already talked about the fracking. That is a number one for me because, see, I believe that if we protect the earth, then we will have the good health we need to do our good work and do our good thinking and live our good lives. It'll all work well if we begin with protecting the earth. Certainly the Obamacare is an improvement upon the old days. What I stand for, and I'm quite certain the whole Green Party stands for this, you can call it single payer, you can call it Medicaid for all, you can call it Medicare for all, in my thinking, in my heart, is that the American citizens would not have any cost associated with obtaining health care. It would come through the taxes that everybody contributed, and then it will be provided out to those who are in need. And that is the best way to provide health care in a modern society. The other thing that I believe we should have free public education all the way from kindergarten through graduate school, postdoc, however far a person wants to go. Another thing that I'm proposing that nobody else has proposed would be free. I'm for providing Americans some significant quantity of organic food. Because it's so important to have not only that clean environment, but to have healthy, good food you're putting in your body to actually have that good outcome of the good health. That's about four issues. Another one would be people want to work. It's hard to find a good job. You do a huge job just getting a job. That needs to be changed. In order to accomplish the free health care and the free organic food, the free education, the government needs to set about making some jobs that provide those three free things. We need to have more teachers, so the government's going to create some teaching jobs. We need to have more organic farmers. The government could encourage small local organic farmers to expand their operations by providing them with some workers. Another job in the health care. We need to have new medical schools built. There's good construction work. We need to have new students brought into medical schools, more and more education jobs, and then the new doctors, they'll be hiring lots of people. That would create a lot of new jobs. The free health care for all savings that would come from the public having the free food and the clean environment, that in the end would probably make it so there was no true significant cost, but there needs to be some money available. And a big source of money that's not been tapped, there's no taxation on sales of financial instruments. When you sell stocks, there's no tax. That's not fair. There should be the same tax, see, there's an 8% tax here in New York State on things that we buy that are now the basic necessity of food. I'm proposing that there be a federal tax on sales of stocks and bonds, sales of derivatives, these financial instruments. You know, they can call it what they want to call it. It's making money off money. There should be a tax on that. It will generate a huge revenue stream that would pay for these things I'm talking about having for free. And so my sense of the voters is that they are looking for change, that they are smart, that they are active, and it's wonderful to offer to serve them.
It was unclear this week if Hesig would actually be on the Green primary ballot. He claimed to have gathered six more signatures than required, but mailed them to the New York State Board of Elections on April 10th, the deadline for receiving the petitions. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.